Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you on the net, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around. Story's crowded, girl. Oh,
all the way to you and I swear. Every moment you're dancing. Fuck the song, walk me the air. I'm the one that's gonna get that girl.
Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, and it's been a couple weeks since I've played Target Practice by Austin Brown, right? Don't you all love that song? I just love it. Again, happy Friday, happy weekend. We're talking more sports today. Aren't you all excited that it appears that the NFL lockout might soon end. So I'm going to take each day at a time. All right, my fellow sports lovers and my friends who are athletes also. I mean, we're just taking each day at a time, but it really looks like it's going to be a go, huh? So that's a good thing. So congrats on crossing that hurdle of a very important hurdle, a very important agreement, and that's coming to terms regarding the rookies contract. So as I hear, that's one of the major reasons that there is a lockout. Not to mention there's a few other reasons, and seems like all parties involved are very optimistic that they will be able to come to agreement, if not before the 21st, on the 21st. And then, you know, hey, everything, you know, NFL and the public, everyone can be back in business. But I'm in the chat room, and I see I have visitors in the chat room also. I'm still not functioning 100%, and that really irks me because there's a lot of sports to talk about. And Reggie Rubnick, friend him on Facebook because he's very vocal, which you all know, and he's been very vocal regarding many hot topics that's been happening from James Harrison, and he really commented a lot about Roger Clemens' mistrial. He really followed that trial, you know. So friend him at Reggie Ruffins, Reggie Rubnick. So friend him and check out his Facebook page and speak with him, network with him. But as soon as I upgrade my browser, he's looking forward to sharing his point of view. And hopefully soon visit and chat also in the chat room. But he's really on that topic. I won't be talking much about the mistrial of Roger Clemens, but I am following. I do my best to follow the top stories. It is an important story to me, but he's really vocal on that topic. But, you know, join me in the chat room, and you can call to listen to the show, even though I cannot retrieve calls, but you can chat with me in the chat room. I am in the chat room, and so on. The number is 1714-409-0614. And also, back to Austin Brown. I kicked off the show again with target practice by Austin Brown. Austin Brown is the son of the eldest Jackson, Ruby Jackson, and her husband Nathaniel Brown. He's their youngest son. They have two daughters, Stacy and Yashi. Yashi is a fantastic poet and also an author of a book and a humanitarian, which you know what Jackson is not a humanitarian, right? So so Austin will be performing on Lopez tonight on July the 27th. That's in a couple weeks. So I'm excited to see his first late night performance. And so, and then on George Lopez Tonight Show, I mean, that is a wonderful show. So looking forward to that. I just want to remind you all, it's on a Wednesday, and it's July the 27th. Austin Brown, live and in color on Lopez Tonight Show. And he's been doing interviews, and I think he will be appearing on a show. I think that show is called Soul TV on Monday night. So, you know, visit his, follow him on Twitter, Austin Brown, and friend him, and like his pages, and so on. So, and also connect with the several fan sites that support him also. So that way you can stay in the know of things regarding Austin Brown. But then also there's so much sports news to cover with a lot of time. I would like to mention that we have a minor league team here in the Jackson, Mississippi area called the Jackson Juggernauts, and they kick off their 2011 season on tomorrow evening at H.T. Newell Field on July the 16th. That's tomorrow. And it starts at 6 p.m. Now, Admission for adults is $7, $3 for kids. And if you're in military, you're military personnel, and you're in uniform, you get in free. And then also there'll be a raffle going on and so on. So that's the Jackson Juggernauts. And you can friend them on Facebook at Jackson Juggernauts, J-U-G-G-E-R-N-A-U-T-S. And that is Jacktown's local minor league team. And they will be playing a team from Louisiana. I think it's the Vipers. But I know they will be. This game will be kicking off on Saturday at 6. And then also support my friend Rain Man. Rain Man sent me a message on Facebook about his showcase. Showcase will be presented on Thursday nights. I know he presented a showcase last night. I don't know. I'm not sure if that was the first night. But friend Rain Man is a longtime friend of mine, rap artist, producer, around here. Formerly known as Rated X, has performed with Wildlife Society and many others. Very multi-talented gentleman. I mean, we've known each other, I'm telling you, for years, since we were little munchkins. And nice guy, talented artist, talented producer. So he's producing a showcase on Thursdays at a place called Club Elite on Terry Road. That's in South Jackson, the southern part of Jackson. So friend him at Rain Man and tell him that I sent you. And then also he has invites up there. So friend him and, you know, let him know to be sure to put you on his invite list when he's informing people about the showcases and other events that are happening. Okay? Okay. So I just wanted to share that info with you all. Now, there's a golf classic going on in the Jackson area, so I want to shout out everyone that's at the Annandale Golf Club. We have the annual Vikings Golf Classic happening right now. Yesterday, Emerald was in town, and local celebrity chef Louis Bruno did cooking demos yesterday, and today the cooking demos will continue along with the Vikings Golf Classic. And I think it's only $20 if you just want to spectate the golf. But I just wanted to shout out everyone at Annandale Golf Club in the Madison. That is a very that's an event that the Jackson, Mississippi, Madison, Mississippi period, that's an annual event that we are always looking forward to happening. It's a fun event, a Vikings clack, and you all know Vikings. Stoves and cooking items. The company is based right here in Mississippi. Hey, America, American made. So that is the reason why it's called the Vikings Golf Classic. So local media always do a good job covering that event, so shout out to our local media also. But so I mentioned that. I think Wednesday I mentioned to you all about my class reunion. My 25th class reunion is coming up Labor Day weekend, and I was going to provide information for my, if you know anybody or my friends who are listening worldwide, because my classmates are scattered all around the world. And I know my friends listen, and people that know my friends, mutual friends of my friends, of my former classmates. They're still collecting money. I haven't paid my money yet. They're still collecting money for our class reunion. $100. Terrence Miles is the main person who's collecting money, but there's other leaders also to contact. And also join the Facebook page, and Miranda Thomas is one of our main leaders. She scheduled the events, the meetings that have been held recently regarding class reunion. But you can send $100 to the class, Callaway class of 1986, P.O. Box 24314, Jackson, Mississippi 39225. When you do that, be sure to include your T-shirt size, and also answer the question if you will have a banquet guest, and also state the number of people that will be attending the picnic with you all. With you, I mean. And that is a note from Terrence Miles. I mean, if you were in the class of 85, 86, then you definitely know who Terrence Miles is. And Terrence Miles' mother was a teacher at Callaway also when we were students there. You know, his mother was my Spanish teacher. Sometimes I bump into her at grocery shopping or something. So, yeah, it's real cute. Real cool. But I just wanted to share that because I was doing my best to keep my word because I mentioned on Wednesday that I would provide that information during the next broadcast, but I did not. So I know if that's important for many, many people, you know. So that reunion will be Labor Day weekend, you know. That's a reunion I used to talk about when I was a teen. I haven't been to any reunions. But, you know, since my first shows, I let you all know that my class reunion would be coming up. Then also, I had heard recently on the news, I won't go into that just yet. I am tuned to Mike and Mike and Mike Scheffner. You know, he's the NFL guy. If you want to know anything about what's happening in the NFL, you follow, you tune to Adam Scheffner. So Adam Scheffner is filling in for Golic right now. So I'm tuned to these guys. They're talking about different topics from where will free agents end up after the lockout end to James Harrison's comments the comments that he made to Men's Journal. Men's Magazine. Yeah. So this is just amazing. But before I go any farther, I just want to thank those of you who check out my profile here at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment. Reports, Culture Shock Inc.-Beth. I just want to thank you. I'm fastly approaching 22,000 views. And I mentioned to you all, you know, those shows and hosts who have pretty good listenership are offered to become a part of a revenue sharing program where we make a percentage of profit from the ad sales. So I recently received information on when I will start receiving some of my monies from that. So I just want to shout out advertisers and from audio to the commercials that air on blogtalkradio.com and during my program, during my live broadcast and during the rebroadcast of my archive shows. Thank you very much. You know, and thank you for feedback and for inspiration regarding show topics. And I look forward to many of you special co-hosting the show with me, being guests on the show, and just, you know, calling in, letting me know what's up in your area. The women's soccer game, they're playing in Japan, right, on Sunday. So looking forward to that. I make plans to watch that game because that's going to be a good one, right? Most definitely. So we have about 3 or 4 minutes. Last night, I must commend the New York Mark Cosmetics executives in New York for an awesome presentation. Last night, we had a webcast call, a web conference call, and it was just awesome. I'm looking forward to an increase in sales also, but then learning a lot about new products. So thank you all that have friended my Mark page. Now, I have a page called Miss Beth Nelson. That's my original Facebook page where, you know, you can talk about everything from Culture Shock Entertainment, reports, fashion, beauty, politics, community, just networking, a lot of prints. Minneapolis sound lovers are on that page, sports lovers and so on. But my Mark page that I created when I became a independent Mark rep is Beth Mark Girl Rep. And it appears Bethany Mark Girl Williams. But thank you for those of you, all of my online friends, my YouTube friends, my LinkedIn friends, just all my online friends, my MySpace friends, just everyone. I just appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate your videos also. I do my best to spread the word about your about the projects that you're working on, especially those in health and fitness, and you know, your business and your new music videos. I received an awesome video yesterday from a young lady. I think her name is Krista. So I retweeted and posted her video. Very awesome. I think she's done a little work with Kelly Clarkson. And so, yeah. And then there's another artist that I've been networking with from California, in L.A. area. Real Pete T. He's really awesome. So check out his music. So, you know, just keep it coming, and let's just keep effectively networking with one another and spreading the word about one another's work and talent and putting out the best. That's why it's so important for us to be, to allow constructive criticism, you know. But constructive criticism is being nice about, you know, what's good and pointing out what needs to be corrected, not belittling another person and talking bad about a person and talking down on a person. Because we believe me, there's enough people out there to do that, right? We have enough of those people, but it's good to be encouraging to let know what should be done and what should not be done. It's the proper way to do certain things. And I'm listening to myself talk, believe me. I do my best to practice what I preach. But there's just so much sports, and it's almost time to conclude the show. Tomorrow would be the weekend edition at the same time at 5:30. So we'll talk. It'll be a gumbo show. We'll talk about music, sports, everything. Let me know if you want me to review a book or writings or your new CD or release or so on. Okay. And also let me know if you would like to be interviewed on the Shark Entertainment Reports in the near future, and especially when I am operating at 100%, so you can call in and we talk live, okay? Well, thank you very much, and what's up? Just have a great weekend, and shout-out to the U.S. Women's Soccer Team doing their thing. Thank you, and God bless.